AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed a revised religious objections bill into law. There were worries the bill would discriminate against gay and lesbians. Hutchinson had complained about the original bill, but was willing to sign this one.
It protects religious freedom. It establishes a framework for the balancing act that the courts must determine in these type of cases. And thirdly, I think it does recognize the diversity of our culture and our workforce.
Lawmakers in Indiana approved changes to a new religious objections law there. It includes a provision that it cannot be used as a legal defense for refusing to provide services, goods, or accommodations. President Obama is calling a framework nuclear agreement with Iran historic.
I'm convinced that if this framework leads to a final comprehensive deal, it will make our country, our allies, and our world safer.
The framework announced today outlines limits on Iran's nuclear program to block it from developing atomic weapons. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez answered to corruption charges in federal court.
After Senator Menendez pleaded not guilty in Newark to corruption charges, his attorney Abby Lowell read reporters a litany of high officials charged by the Justice Department and later cleared: Mike Espy, Ted Stevens, John Edwards.
This case, too, will become another of those mistaken cases that should have never been brought.
Menendez is accused of using his office to benefit a wealthy backer, Florida ophthalmologist Salomon Melgen, who was accused of siphoning millions from Medicare. Menendez says he did nothing wrong, that he and Melgen, who also pleaded not guilty, are longtime friends. Trial was set for July 13th. I'm Warren Levinson.
Two women were arrested in New York. Prosecutors say they were plotting to wage violent jihad by building a homemade bomb and using it for a Boston Marathon-type attack. Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 65 points. This is AP Radio News. Duke University says a student has admitted hanging a noose from a tree on campus. A spokesman says the student is no longer on campus. An investigation continues. He was the longtime leader of California's Crystal Cathedral.
Oh God, we seek your blessing on all those in uniform, in harm's way.
Reverend Robert Schuller has died. His charismatic message focused on faith and redemption, and he reached millions on TV every Sunday with his Hour of Power program. Schuller's empire crumbled in his later years. Robert Schuller was 88. At the Vatican.
La stanchezza dei sacerdoti.
On Holy Thursday, Pope Francis washed the feet of 12 inmates and a baby at Rome's main prison. He asked them to pray that he too might be cleansed of his filth. It's a reenactment of the ritual that Jesus performed on his apostles before he was crucified. Francis also called on fellow priests to help emotionally their flock. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.